Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Avery Haar here, your daily dose of stoic confidence. Ever feel like life's throwing punches faster than a heavyweight jam? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going wrong at once, and you just want to scream into the void? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into building resilience, the superpower that lets us bounce back from even the toughest blows. Because trust me, life is gonna throw curveballs, but how we handle them defines who we are. And let me tell you, building resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman robot who laughs in the face of disaster. It's about developing a mental framework that helps us navigate challenges with grace, learn from our experiences, and emerge stronger on the other side. Think of it like training your inner muscle. The more you flex it, the tougher it gets. So, how do we actually build this bad boy? Well, here are five golden nuggets to start you off. First up, embrace discomfort. Yeah, I know that sounds counterintuitive. Who wants to be uncomfortable? But hear me out. Growth happens outside our comfort zone. Every time we face a challenge, every time we push ourselves a little bit further, we're strengthening those mental muscles. It's like those cheesy workout slogans, no pain, no gain. Think about learning a new skill, trying something that scares you, or even just saying no when you really want to say yes. Each of these tiny acts of courage builds your resilience muscle over time. Next up, cultivate self-awareness. Knowing ourselves, our strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns is crucial for navigating tough times. Ever notice how some people thrive under pressure while others crumble? It's often because they understand themselves better. So, spend some time reflecting on your own reactions to stress. What sets you off? What calms you down? Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a walk in nature can help you tune into your inner landscape. Now, let's talk about the power of perspective. Life is full of ups and downs, that's a given. But how we view those ups and downs makes all the difference. Think of it like this. Two people could be facing the same exact situation. One sees it as a catastrophe, the other as an opportunity for growth. Same event, completely different outcomes. So try to reframe challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. Instead of asking why me? Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? You'll be surprised how powerful that shift in perspective can be. Fourth, build a strong support system. We're not meant to go through life alone. Connect with loved ones, friends, mentors, those people who lift you up and remind you of your worth. Having a solid support system to lean on during tough times can make all the difference. Think about it, who are the people in your life who make you feel seen, heard, and valued? Make an effort to nurture those relationships. And lastly, never underestimate the power of self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is essential for building resilience. This means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, exercising regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. So make time for yourself, recharge, refuel, and come back stronger than ever. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant young entrepreneur who just got hit with a major setback. Her startup's funding fell through. She could easily spiral into despair, right? But because Sarah has cultivated resilience, she takes a deep breath, acknowledges her disappointment, and then starts brainstorming solutions. She reaches out to her mentors for advice, connects with other entrepreneurs in similar situations, and even explores new funding options. Sarah's story isn't about avoiding setbacks, it's about how she chooses to respond to them. She embraces the challenge as an opportunity to learn, grow, and ultimately come back stronger. That's the power of resilience. So, here's the takeaway, my friends. Building resilience isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes conscious effort, consistent practice, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, it's worth every step. When you develop that inner fortitude, life's curveballs become stepping stones to greatness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your strategies for building resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Stoic Confidence. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and always remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.